Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. This week we have the marvellous Sharla Grant with us, who's recently joined the Shaping team. Hi Sharla.
Hello Seth.
You've recently joined the Shaping team as?
So I am Programme and Partnership Support, working on a sort of part-time basis really, but just helping be whatever the team needs in regards to the community pillar. Community is really important to me, so it's really lovely to, you know, have that in my role at Shaping, and just helping with partnerships, making sure that new partners are onboarded and that whole process runs smoothly.
Dave gets to his meetings on time, that sort of thing.
Yes, that's it.
Good stuff. So how did you get to where you are in career-wise now? Shaping Portsmouth always sort of produces odd entries into the world of CICs, but how did you get to, what's your career path? How did you get to where you are now?
Well, okay. So I guess for a long time I worked in financial services. So I was there in that kind of world for nearly 18 years.
Wow.
Worked for an insurance company, worked at all different levels and positions, you know, started out at the bottom, worked my way up to quite a high level, saw how businesses like that work. Ended as I was a quality and complaints manager, the last role that I had, which was a very interesting role, shall we say. But I had been there, it was literally my first office job. And there was a point where I just thought, this can't be it. Like, this can't be the only job that I ever have. And through some kind of like personal circumstances, I just made the decision to leave. And really then started to explore just what other jobs were out in the world. I did some really fun things that just felt good. I worked in a plant shop, which I absolutely loved. I sold really high-end tableware to Michelin-starred restaurants for a time.
Wow. Okay.
I loved that role, particularly because I got to try all the food. So I'm a big foodie, so that was a perfect fit for me.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, travelled around selling plates and gorgeous tableware to restaurants. I set up my own business in lockdown because I couldn't do anything else, and worked from home and hosted workshops online and helped kind of connect people. And I use gratitude as a tool for well-being, and we really needed gratitude in lockdown.
Yeah,
because we all had to really focus on what we had rather than what was missing.
Yeah.
But that just opened me up to a new world, starting my own business, you know, creating something out of nothing, the resourcefulness that goes with that. That was an interesting chapter. That kind of led me on to starting my own community interest company, the Grateful Arts Club, which combines well-being and creativity. Because once the world opened, it was really great to get out and meet people and share these like positive messages, but in a bit more of a tangible way. That led me to work at Spark Community Space and help them set up their new space in Fratton and use some of my creativity to kind of like put a good stamp on their new home. So I've moved around in lots of different ponds, basically.
And it's great, their space down there.
Yeah.
I'm down there quite a lot.
Yes.
And I really do think that it's a great space down there.
Oh, it's amazing.
More people need to know about it.
They do. And just what Spark do in the community, like I've felt it firsthand. Becky, the team, the love, you know, that goes into making that place what it is. Like I've felt that. So it's definitely worth checking out if you haven't been. But it's really interesting just all of the different sectors that I found myself in, you know, having my own business, meeting up with business owners, working in financial services, working in the charity sector. I've really got a sense of what goes on in the city. I've met loads of amazing people. I've got like this great network of people that I feel connected to. And I guess when I knew there was this kind of opportunity at Shaping, it made sense for me, because partnerships, collaborations, connecting people, they're all my passions. And it's great to be in a role that I feel like I can instantly jump in and try and make a difference.
Yeah, certainly. And I think it's you're a natural fit for the team, really. So it's been great having you on board. For all the reasons that you've just said, it's what we're all about. Yeah, great. So we were talking about creativity. You were talking about creativity then, rather, in your career path. And I guess a lot of people kind of turn to that over lockdown in particular. I've done, you know, well-being or creativity or something a bit more than the daily grind just to bring home the money. That's sort of very popular. And recently I know you've been working a lot with LookUp.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about LookUp, what that is and what your role was?
Yeah, I definitely can. And I think you're right. I think we sometimes need a bit of an outlet, and we need, like, art and creativity definitely brings communities together. And it was like a real honour to work and be part of the team that created LookUp. So it's a street art festival that happens. It's happened for, I think this is the third year now. And it is all about inviting artists to the city. So they could be artists from further afield or local artists to create murals on any walls that are available. So people offer up their walls and have murals painted. There's some walls around the city, like key walls that we work with. You know, the council are really supportive. And we basically, the aim is to help Portsmouth be filled with colour and vibrancy. And I think in doing so, it really helps give the city like a sense of pride in where they live. And even now, I've been catching the ferry to work and walking down Park Road, and there's some murals down there. And even now I see people stop in the morning having a quick selfie in front of a piece of art. And I think that's what makes our city really great and unique. So this year there was around 130 artists painted. There were around 40 different locations, and it's helped put Portsmouth on the map in terms of street art. And it's voted like one of the best cities for street art. I think it's per square mile, it has the most street art than any other city in the country.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it really has. And I guess every year it's on, we only add. So it's new walls and people that volunteer their walls. So we don't generally repaint over art. It's only ever adding. And there was a huge push this year and a commitment to make sure that there's going to be just as much art in the north of the city. Yeah. So that it really kind of like spreads right from the south all the way up to the north. And that pride can continue like throughout the city as a whole.
Yeah, it's always on the radar, isn't it, to get the north kind of involved in anything that's happening down in South Sea.
The
South Sea call, I think it's starting to shift, isn't it? That it's actually, you know, some great stuff going on in the
North Sea, and I think it's needed. Again, it's just about that, everyone feeling part of something. So I think that work will really continue, because I probably shouldn't say this, but some of my favourite pieces are in the North. There's a really great piece at one of the pubs. A Tempernook piece. It's like this huge bubbles. I forgot the name of the pub because it's like evaporated as I'm speaking. Off Chichester Road, you might know. Let's work this out together. Off Chichester Road, the Pelham.
Oh, yeah, yes. Pelham Arms.
The Pelham Arms, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's one of my favourite pieces. And it's amazing because I think people, when they're doing the tour, and you can download the map and do the tour, it will take people to those places. And that will only be positive for places like the Pelham.
Yeah. There was one I was looking at. My very intelligent other half informed me it had already been up a year before I noticed it. So it must have been from the aware of LookUp, and then I was kind of more on the lookout. And she was like, it's been there a year. I was like, I think that's Fordingbridge Roads.
Oh yes,
down
okay.
Down by Brownsbury Park.
Yes, I know. Yeah, on the last house.
That's a really cool one. I like that one.
And it's how wonderful that you can still be spotting pieces that you love now.
Yeah, well, this is the thing that it's not completely new pieces every year. Yeah. It's just more. It's just getting added to, and it's really cool.
It's been huge for me, and I feel really proud to work on a project like that. And I feel very lucky at the moment that I have these two roles where I sort of have a role for all of my values. So community, connecting people is really important, and at Shaping I can contribute towards that. Look up, you know, I have a creative itch that needs to be scratched, and sort of project does that. And I, you know, organizing things, events, I'm actually organizing a little event helping two patrons at Shaping Citrus and SLR Recruitment, and they're creating a sort of a new take on networking, and it's been a joy again to help with that. So busy lady at the moment, but in a very, very positive way.
It doesn't stop there, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think they say, there's a saying, if you want something done, ask a busy person.
Yes.
And I guess there's that, like, the wheels are turning. I had some time out, actually. I did a little bit of travelling with my husband at the end of the year, and I came back. And before we went, we sort of, like, sold all of our stuff. And we both gave up our jobs. We gave our rented flat back.
Yeah.
And we sort of had a bit of a hard reset in life. Yeah. And we went travelling, and I came back and with no job. And I sort of just really sat and thought about what I wanted to do and, like, what was important to me. And there was a few testing months when you're sat there without a job and sort of, like, you know, waiting and trusting that the right thing will come up. But it has now, and I'm busier than ever. So I guess there's something in really, you know, understanding yourself and just hopefully attracting the right opportunities towards you.
Yeah. And where we're talking about, you know, workplace well-being, et cetera, which we often talk about on these podcasts, it's one of our programs. But
yes.
It is this kind of, I think it's about showing people that there's the route's never simple.
No.
And it's never straightforward.
Definitely not.
And I think people think, oh, I have to have this at this time of life sometimes. And
yes. Yeah. Oh, we are.
It's not.
We're so like conditioned,
yeah,
I think,
absolutely,
to think that. And I guess from having this, like, career in this kind of financial services and thinking, right, is this going to be it? And I would never have been able to predict that my life would have moved in the ways that it has. But I think since I took that leap, because I left that job without anything to go to as well, it seems to be a bit of a pattern in my life, taking these big leaps. But actually, I learned so much about myself in that time, and I really, like, that kind of leap in the net will appear, like, mentality. I had evidence to myself that, I can do these, like, I can mix it up and I can shake things up, and I'm a capable person. Like, I can work it out. But even in the art world, like, I don't have any art training. I never went to college. I didn't go to university. I've not got, you know, these qualifications on my CV, and sometimes that can, like, rock you a bit, because you think, oh god, am I sort of, like, can I do this stuff? Like, have I got, like, the skills to make all of this stuff work?
But
I just think your resourcefulness and your kind of, like, determination to make it happen.
It's a skill in itself, isn't
it?
That kind of thing. I think, you know, skills can be picked up. I'm not belittling skills programs.
Yeah,
because
no,
they're
I'm
important,
not.
But
I'm not.
It does,
and I'm learning that. I'm really learning that from my time at Shaping, actually, just seeing, like, the amount of support and the amount of opportunities there are for people, because I've never kind of sought that out. I guess I've just sort of said yes
but
and worked backwards.
We've gone beyond that kind of fear factor that you had in school.
Yes.
Do you remember sitting there with those bound record of achievements that we're supposed, well, if it's not in that, you're screwed.
Yeah,
it's,
I know,
like,
exactly.
Absolute nonsense. But
there, and I do get it, and it's just, this is the path that's worked for me, and I really respect and admire anyone that's kind of, you know, gone down that route. They've got all the qualifications. Like, I think it's amazing, and there's part of me that even like as an adult now, I'm like, okay, well, maybe it is time to kind of work backwards and think about if I wanted to kind of like retrain or get a qualification, I'm coming at it from a place where I'm really ready to receive it and I'm really ready to be like, what would it be?
Yeah.
Like I guess I didn't really know so much about myself back then, and I would have done something that might not be applicable now.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of really, I guess I'm open to that. We'll see. I mean, I don't know when I'd fit that in at the moment, but.
Yeah, well, she's a very, very busy lady, but I'm sure partner listeners out there will have heard or be hearing from Charlotte.
Yes.
Soon, so.
Yeah, I just can't wait to meet everyone. Like I've been so kind of like impressed about how much happens at Shaping and the willingness and commitment from the team to like deliver on all of these programs and to make as much impact as possible. I really, you know, it's been a real joy for me, and I can only like, yeah, I can't wait to meet partners and anyone that's interested in kind of what Shaping's about. Like, I'm really here to share that.
So I'm sure you'll, all of you will see Sharla around at our events coming up over the next couple of months. You've talked a little bit about, obviously through LookUp, your favourite pieces of art from that. But we always ask everyone at the end of every podcast what their favourite place in Portsmouth is. Could be a restaurant recommendation or just a favourite spot.
Right, wow, this is a tough one because instantly I'm thinking now about all the restaurants. And I don't know if I could pick a favourite. I do have a new favourite place though. I have a new favourite view of Portsmouth because, I mean, I lived in Eastneath for, well, Portsmouth generally for like 20 years, but I'm originally from Gosport. So post-travels, we've ended up in Gosport, which is I never thought that I would be living there again. I lived there when I was like a teenager, but it's just the way that life has gone. So I'm embracing it. And I have a new favourite view of Portsmouth because I get the ferry to and from Shaping every day, which always makes the day feel like I'm going on a little mini adventure. That's how I decide to look at it. Perhaps in winter, I might change my mind when it's rainy and grey.
I'll let you carry on. I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, the Gosport Ferry. So on a really like sunny day, I'm getting the ferry from Gosport, from Portsmouth to Gosport, and I always sit at the back. And there's this kind of window, and if you look through the window, it kind of just frames that part of the city. So Spinnaker Tower, the dockyards.
Yeah.
Just it kind of frames that part perfectly, and then as you come out and you kind of see the edge of old Portsmouth and like the history, the modern tower, it's just like
makes a 3D postcard
it does,
and the window goes
it moves and it kind of moves, and so although I'm a little bit further out of the city at the moment, you have the best view of Portsmouth from that, and it's kind of a joy to see it like that every day. And I've really loved, and even just that walk, I walked down through Park Road and where I said people are taking the selfies of their murals, and just that whole part getting to the Guildhall, like the Guildhall is such a beautiful building. It's just, I'm seeing this part of the city like with new eyes. Victoria Park, everything that sort of goes on around this way.
Yeah.
I haven't spent too much time here, so I'm really kind of like, just enjoying that.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Sharla.
No worries, Steph. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. That was Sharla Grant from the Shaping team, and thanks for listening, everyone.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space
and Portsmouth Community Lottery.